Alison Hernandez here with Justin Griggs, who is the Head of Policy and Development for the National Association of Local Councils. And I hear you've got a really interesting initiative that you're supporting at the moment. What is it, Justin?
Well, we've been encouraging our councils for several years now to think about how they can use modern technology and digital tools to tell the story about what they're doing in their communities and the contribution that they're making. Quite often, the role played by 9,000 parish councils and their 80,000 councillors doesn't get the attention it deserves. And social media is a brilliant way of doing that, letting people know what they're doing and the difference they're making to local people and to their places. And I'm delighted that colleagues of mine in Norfolk, very much led by Swaffham Town Council and clerks across Norfolk, had laid down the challenge to parish councils in Norfolk to get every parish council on Twitter, using Twitter as a way of talking about what they're doing, communicating with local people by the time of their next elections in 2014. I think it's a brilliant campaign to lay down. It's a brilliant challenge. So I'm certainly backing that, and we'll be encouraging our councils to, to really take up that challenge.
So, I think that's brilliant. They've got a bit of a target. They've got a deadline. They've got an idea. So, tell me, why do you think they chose Twitter as the tool?
I think I'm a big subscriber and believer of learning through doing, and some of my colleagues there in Norfolk have had a go at Twitter. They found it's worked well for them. They've added it into their communications toolbox. Albeit they may not have gone all out and tried to use everything from Facebook to Flickr to YouTube. So they've very much found that it's microblogging is a niche, a way that they've been able to communicate their message. So I think because they've found it effective, I think they found it not too time consuming.
Yeah, and that's the good, best thing about
and
it,
a good,
isn't it? 140 characters.
Absolutely.
Hello. Got time to do that?
Exactly. So through their experience, I think they're able to confidently say, we've been able to do this. We think other councils, other clerks can do it. Build it into their daily work. And build it into how they communicate more generally. So I think that's why they've said that Twitter is the starting point. And I hope maybe that is just a starting point. They'll move on to other tools as well.
That's fantastic. I run monthly social media surgeries with local experts in my council area in Torbay. And we always encourage, if people haven't really tried anything, to try Twitter first, because 140 characters, someone can think of something to say on that. And it's quite fun to watch and have a look at what other people are tweeting. So it's one of the simplest ways that we try and get people on board. But I was just wondering if you'd heard of the website called socialmediasurgery.com, which is where we use it to promote our social media surgeries. But that might be something that you want to look at to help get all of those parish councils on and start running some surgeries in those areas to support them online, basically, and help them get on board quite quickly and quite easily. I didn't know if you'd heard of it. It won a big society award in 2012.
Absolutely, and I'm a big fan of Nick Booth, Podnosh, and social media surgeons, and the social media surgery movement. And I'm delighted that some of our county associations of local councils, which are part of our networks now, have been looking to replicate that model, see how they can help councils that are thinking about how they can use digital tools. Just get on that starting ladder, but make that first step forward, bust some myths around what it's all about, how it can be used, and some of my colleagues have really led the way there. And there are I think a growing movement of councillors and clerks, people up and down the country in the parish sector, that are really leading the way on how digital tools and social networking can really be a benefit to them.
Have you noticed, Justin, that when people get involved in using it, especially officers or clerks or people, they get excited about the work that they do, and then when people start interacting with them, they really actually it's enjoyable.
Completely. If not you, who? If the people in our councils aren't the ones that are going to be the flag wavers, that aren't going to be the standard bearers and celebrate and share the brilliant things they do, the difference they make to people's lives, then who can do it? And digital technologies and social media gives us a chance to do that. And that's why we're, again, pleased to be working with and backing the LGA's Our Day campaign, hashtag Our Day, to to encourage councils up and down the country, in all tiers, parish councils and principal councils, to use that hashtag, you know, to tweet like mad and to really tell people some of the brilliant things that go on in local government.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you mentioned that. Torbay are going to be supporting our day, and that week of Democracy Week as well, we're hoping to film live our full council meeting for the first time ever. We have to work out a way to do it completely free of charge, and it's only a one-off at this point, but I'm really glad you mentioned Democracy Week. So thanks, nice talking to you, Justin.
My pleasure.